The California Water Institute over at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues across the Golden State.
Good morning, and welcome to the weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the distinctions between surface water and groundwater. We're constantly hearing the two, sometimes interchangeably. But isn't water just water? Why do we make these distinctions? Why is there different laws that apply to each of them? California's water story is deeply intertwined with diverse geography and climate. Since the Gold Rush era, settlers relied heavily on surface water, from rivers, streams, and reservoirs, to fuel agriculture, industry, and urban growth. As the state's population expanded, the limitations of surface water became evident, leading to the gradual exploration and development of groundwater resources. Groundwater, stored in aquifers beneath the Earth's surface, has served as an invisible reservoir for centuries. Native Californians understood the significance of springs and wells, but large-scale groundwater extraction didn't take off until the 20th century, when advances in drilling technology made accessing these resources feasible. However, this new resource came with challenges, particularly regarding sustainability and management. Today, the difference between surface water and groundwater isn't just academic. It's at the heart of California's water management strategies. Surface water is replenished more visibly through rainfall and snowmelt, feeding rivers and reservoirs. It's subject to extensive regulations under California's System of Water Rights, which prioritizes how and when it can be used. Groundwater, on the other hand, is often seen as a safety net, especially during droughts when surface water supplies dwindle. However, excessive pumping can lead to serious issues like aquifer depletion, land subsidence, and water quality degradation. Unlike surface water, groundwater was largely unregulated in California until the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, SGMA, was passed in 2014, marking a turning point to how this hidden resource is managed. One of the pressing challenges is the interconnectedness of these two sources. When groundwater levels drop, it can reduce the flow of surface water in connected streams and rivers. Conversely, over-reliance on surface water can place unburdened pressure on reservoirs, especially in dry years. This delicate balance highlights the need for integrated management practices that consider both resources holistically. Understanding the difference between surface water and groundwater is key to appreciating California's water challenges and opportunities. These resources are two sides of the same coin, and their management will shape the state's resilience in the face of climate change, population growth, and evolving demands. By recognizing their unique characteristics and interconnected nature, we can build a more sustainable and equitable water future for all Californians. Thank you for joining me on the weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the interim director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.